In our second reading from St. Paul today, St. Paul tells us that the body is not for immorality, but for the Lord. And if there's ever a time to hear this message, I think it's today, in our culture where people are obsessed with lustful pleasure. And I think one of the problems is that people seek lustful pleasure in many cases because they think that it's actually love. And they think that it's going to fulfill the desires of their heart. But they end up in seeking love in a wrong way and seeking it as pleasure. They end up in relationships that harm themselves and harm others. And I think all this is made worse by the rampant exposure of young people to inappropriate images, which actually distorts the way the mind develops and causes them to process other people's objects rather than seeing them as persons that they can enter a relationship with. And so, I think today we need the message that St. Paul gives us. And so the first question I want to ask is, what brings authentic fulfillment to the human heart? You know, what is it that we desire? St. Paul tells us in the second reading that we are made for the Lord. Well, who is God? You know, God is love and God is relationality. You know, within God, there's the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So if we're created in the image of God, that means we're created for love and we're created for relationships. So it's relationships of love that fulfill the human heart. You know, we're created for those relationships, not for pleasure. And so what does love require if we break that down? What does that actually mean? Well, one element of love is intimacy. And intimacy does not mean physical intimacy, but spiritual intimacy. And that happens when people open themselves up to another person, when they reveal things about themselves to another person. You know, as a relationship deepens and as people spend more time with each other, and especially if there's trust in the relationship, they open themselves up and reveal themselves more and more to another person. So that person knows more deeply what they like and what they don't like. You know, what their frustrations are, what their weaknesses are, what their strengths are, what their sense of humor is like, how they respond to different situations. The more time that people spend with each other and the more they trust each other and open up, the deeper that intimacy becomes as they reveal themselves more and more and are met with love and with acceptance on the part of the other person. And so when we're able to reveal ourselves in trust and in confidence more deeply to another person, that's what creates a relationship of intimacy. Another thing that love calls us to is a desire to be with the other person. You know, when somebody loves us, they desire to be with us. And even though they could be doing 100 other things or hanging out with 100 other people, they choose to be with us. And they choose to spend time with us because they love us, because they desire to be with us. You know, people have so many different things that they could spend time on. But a relationship of love is with someone who will put a prominence on spending time with us. And it's someone that we know if we're in need, And we're struggling or we need someone to talk to, that we can turn to them and they'll stop what they're doing and they'll be available for us. Another element of love is someone that we can trust, because any relationship of intimacy has to be rooted in trust. You know, if we don't trust another person, then we're not going to open ourselves up to them. And selflessness, a relationship where we know that the other person cares about us more than they care about themselves. And they're not going to be pursuing their own selfish interests, but they're going to be concerned with us. You know, these are the type of things that are in a relationship that brings authentic fulfillment to the human heart. That's what the human person desires. And we can find these relationships in different places. We can find them in family relationships, the relationship between a mother and father and their children. We can find it in friendships. We can find it between siblings. We can find it in different places. But if you notice, none of those things are about physical pleasure. And what happens in our culture is people have become so obsessed with physical intimacy and physical pleasure that they seek after those in a disordered way, and they think that that physical pleasure is going to satisfy what they desire in their heart. That's often, I think, why young people have premarital relations. You know, they're seeking out someone that will love them, and they seek it out in that way, or why they seek out all sorts of different sexual activity outside the bonds of holy matrimony. You know, they're thinking that if they meet their momentary physical desires, that that's going to satisfy their heart, but it doesn't. You know, many of them trick themselves into thinking that physical intimacy satisfies their needs for spiritual intimacy, when in fact it doesn't. You know, ultimately, it's not the same thing. And when that happens, lust enters into the relationship. Lust is a disordered desire for pleasure. And so people start seeking out pleasure, or they start seeking out their own fulfillment of their own desire for intimacy. And what that does is, instead of focusing them on the other person, they end up turning in on themselves and focused on themselves and fulfilling their own desires. And it ends up cutting them off from a real relationship of intimacy with the other as they turn more and more upon themselves. And so lust, once it begins to enter into a relationship, and once it takes root, it expands. And to the degree that lust is there, it increasingly turns people in on themselves and away from true and authentic intimacy. What happens in these relationships is people end up using each other for pleasure. You know, that person is there to give me pleasure, or that person is there so I feel fulfilled. And it cuts off real intimacy, and the relationship deteriorates, and those relationships never last very long. And the relationship ends up breaking apart, and the people end up more broken after the relationship than when they went into the relationship to begin with. And so it's important for us to recognize what brings true intimacy and love, and what truly fulfills the desires of our hearts, and to distinguish that from a counterfeit version of lust, which doesn't bring fulfillment. If we look at the most intimate relationship that we can ever have, what is the deepest and the most intimate relationship? Well, it's with the person who knows us the most deeply. It's with the person who we can reveal ourselves to most fully. And it's with the person who can empathize and understand us on the deepest level, and who meets us as we reveal ourselves to them with the deepest love and compassion and mercy. For every single one of us, that relationship is with God. And the deepest relationship of intimacy we can ever have is with God, because He actually dwells within us. The Holy Spirit, if we're in a state of grace, dwells within our hearts. At the deepest level of our souls, we find the presence of God. You know, Jesus Christ descended from the glory of heaven and gave His life on the cross for our sake. No one has sacrificed more for our sake than He has. God the Father willed us into existence as an act of love. There is nobody that we can have a deeper relationship of intimacy with than God Himself. And we hear about the beginning of a deep relationship in the first reading with Samuel, where God is calling out His name. God is calling to Him. And Samuel eventually responds, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." And a lot of people will say that the church's teachings around morality are out of touch, or they're antiquated. But the reality is, the church's teachings are as applicable and as important today as they were 2,000 years ago, because human nature hasn't changed in 2,000 years. And what brings fulfillment to the human soul hasn't changed in 2,000 years. And St. Paul's wisdom that he gives us is just as important today as it was 2,000 years ago, when he tells us, do not use your bodies for immorality. That does not bring fulfillment. Our bodies are created to be temples of the Holy Spirit, so we can have an intimate and deep relationship with God, and from there with our neighbor. We were purchased at a great price, as St. Paul says, and our bodies are not our own. You know, if we allow lust into our relationships, it will destroy them, and it will make us selfish and turn us in on ourselves. But if we allow the church's moral teachings to guide us and form us, they will lead us to authentic relationships that will give us life and give us fulfillment. And so as we reflect on this wisdom from St. Paul, I encourage us to seek relationships of true intimacy, first and foremost with God, and allow that relationship to infuse all of our other relationships, and we will find fulfillment and happiness.